Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur is a continuation, Siyata Dishmaya, of our discussion of the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim 3:8. We already had two shiurim where we saw Neflois Mitoras Hashem, Siyata Dishmaya. The first shiur we saw a slew of kashas. Just a few words in the Rambam, Ve'en Melech Rishus Lahagoy Gela B'Sayef Bilvad. And then weiter, in the previous year, we saw the Yisoid that a Rotzeach is a Chiyuv LaNirtzoch. It's not a Chiyuv LaShemayim, that one is wronged God, one is wronged the Nirtzoch, and one owes the Nirtzoch. That's the idea of the Goel Adam. But many Rayas for this Yisoid. And now we're continuing again. This is based on the Torah of Meinu of Rabbeinu, whose Yortzeit is today. Hagoyin Reb David Zatzal. Unbelievable. Mamish unbelievable. His Torah is Chad B'dore. אז אנחנו ממשיכים הלאה. עכשיו נראה שהרמב"ן בשורש יודלת כתב שהעונש לפי רישוי בין במלכס, בין במיסו ובין לכפורי ובין לנקימה. An onesh is according commensurate to one's evil, both when one receives malchus and one receives misa. It is both an atonement, a kapara, and it is also a nekima. It is also a revenge against this person. Ayin sham in the Ramban, b'sheirish yedalid. Now this is so that onesh is mishum kapara, that is an atonement for the person. You see in the Gemara in Bava Kame, Daftes Vav Amud Aleph, Kiddushin, Amid Hey Amid Aleph, that there's a Havamina, that the reason there's Onshim Ben Nashim and Isurim that are forbidden to them is because of Mishum Kapora Chayis Rachmana Ole. Not Kapore, women need Kapore. So you see that Oinesh is for Kapore, Tikun HaNefesh, Makis, Tubi, Mezit Chomer Veloy Onesh, Delay to have a Kapore, since Mezit is so Chomer. Maybe the person shouldn't get an einish, in order they shouldn't get a kapori. See, kapori nachamol is einish. V'yidu in divrei amar shah, b'sanhedrin daf samech dalid omud beis. That the reason ein einshin menadin is ki heichi delo sehavi le kapori be'avera hachamure. In order that the reason you don't give an onesh, when it's derived that one should get an onesh from a kal v'chomer, is because maybe the lighter, the kal, gets a punishment. But the chomer doesn't get a punishment because it doesn't deserve a punishment. Because it doesn't deserve kapara. Ched dekechet od la'avle kapara ba'avera chamure. Ke'en ze b'teisus p'sachim daflamet beiz amud beiz. V'divu ha'maschil mi'ile. Ayin sham b'teisus mevuar mikol ze. She'onesh hi lechapara. V'yein gan besugi de Sanhedrin, v'daf mem zayin amud alef, she'harugei beizdin, hovelei kapore, kevan she'nehergu. Harugei beizdin have a kapara, because they were killed. And ein onshin menadin, because maybe the kal gets an onesh, but the chomer doesn't, because the chomer doesn't deserve a kapara. So you see now again and again that the idea of the onesh is the kapara, the tikkun. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds Shabbos 106a, Sreifas bas koyein is not a kilku, it's a tikkun gavre. Ayin sham rashi v'toises, you see the onesh is a tikkun. See also toises yevamos 6b, divra maschil taima v'oid. Ulefi chumrata avera, yesh tzorech, b'tikun yoter gadol. According to the chomer of the Aveira, it requires, commensurate to the chomer of the Aveira, we require a greater tikun. So according to this, there are chilukei onshin. Sometimes a person needs a more chamur dika onesh. He needs a more severe punishment because he did a more severe act. Severe in Aramaic is to break. So he did a real severe. Anyway, but the Indian of Nekama is something else. Inyana Nekama ina l'to'elet ina l'to'elet zeh she'alav ba Nekama elo mitzad ha'misnaking. Nekama is mitzad the one who is misnaking, the one who is taking the vengeance. Levatel mitziusoy shel zeh she'alav ba Nekama. To be mevatel, the mitzius, to nullify the reality, the existence of the one against whom he is taking nekama. Ayin b'Rambam b'perek ches mehilchos tshuve halacha hey hanekame she'ein nekama gedola mimena she'tichoreis hanefesh v'loitizke lo'isan hachayim. Vengeance, and there's no vengeance greater than this, is that the soul should be cut off and not to be zeichet to be techayim in olam haba. The Rambam cites a proof text, marshals a proof text. Ayin sham the Rambam, tshuva 8:5. So we see that the inyan of nekama is not l'toiva, but there shouldn't be a kiyum for the person's nefesh. That's not l'toiva b'chlal. Ulefize b'roitzeach shenizboer she'eno kishar chay ve'nise shebehem yesh inyan be'etzem ha'inesh. A roitzeach, that as we explain, is not like other chayve misa, where there's an inyan in the onesh itself as a kapara, but rather, as we explained at length in the previous offering, that the primary idea of punishing the roitzeach is netilas nefesh neged nefesh shenota nefesh tachas nefesh ayin. So you take a soul for a soul. That's the ikar inyan of killing the roitzeach. So the inyan of killing the roitzeach is chiyuv, is begeder shenizbora etzel nekame, that his nefesh should no longer exist, and not the etzem maisa inish, that it's a kapara. That is not the case when it comes to roitzeach. B'zeh nireh b'yalfusa shebesanhedrin b'daf nun bei zamer aleph shelomdim shechoytzeach ne'arag b'sayif from the pasuk of nokoy mi nokem. And we learn from the pasuk of ve'yvesi aleichem cherev noikemes nekam bris. So you see in the pasuk that there's a linkage between cherev and Nekima. Nekima hi b'cherev, meaning that this is teaching us that the Misa of the Reitzeach is begeder Nekime. The killing of the Reitzeach is categorized as Nekima. Again, Roitzeach gets Sayif from the Pasuk of Nokom Yinokim. The Pasuk says Cherev Nokem is Nekam Bris. So Nekima is Becherev. So the Misa of Roitzeach is Begeder Nekime. It's a Maisis Siluk It's a mice, it's an act of removing him from the area, from the situation. And it's not a mice kapara, the goydel hachetz. It's not an act of kapara because he did such a serious aver, he gets this punishment. It's a mice of silik, it's a mice of nekima. And nekima is besayif. Like we see in the pasuk, cherev no kemis nekam beris. In of Muhammad, you have a cherev. What are you waging war? What's the purpose of war? Is it kapara? No. The purpose of war is to get rid of the enemy, to liquidate the enemy, vanquish the enemy. And that's the same thing by Roitzeach. Because of this, we see that there's a distinction when it comes to an Eved of Yoyim or Yoyimayim. What's the distinction of Yoyim or Yoyimayim? That if he dies after being struck by that master within the first day or two, so then he's Chayiv Misa. If not, not. So we see that there's a distinction between one's Eved and other people when it comes to the Chiyuv of Ritzicha. And this proves our point about the Chiyuv Misa of the Vaitzeach. That if it would be a Chiyuv Misa LaShemayim, Al Averas Ritzicha, Loishna Avdoi Mishar Kol Odom, Sheyesh Bo Lo Sirtzach Gamur, Rak B'Chiyuv Klapei Anerag Atzmai, Nitochin chiluk edinim bein chiyuv la'acher, or bein chiyuv la'avdoi. That if it was merely a chiyuv misa la'shamayim for committing an act of ritzicha, then it wouldn't be able to distinguish between one's eved and someone else. Someone else's, we do make a distinction. How do we have a distinction between an Eved and somebody else? So it must be, if it was a Din L'Shamayim, there'd be no distinction. But since it's B'deh Geder Nekama, that's why we have Chiluk Eidinim. Because it's less Chamor when it's one's Eved than someone else. As far as Shemayim goes, so Ritzicha is Ritzicha, it took a soul. But as far as the Eved goes, since it's his property, so it's less, there's more of a kula if he doesn't die soon, so then there's not going to be Nekima. Because the Eved has less of a right of Nekama than a regular person. Fizeh nirah, shekachu ha-geder shel misa saif b'chom mokom shel misasu b'saif. Sharei b'bnei noach shel misasu b'saif lo'i ashkechen misois lefi chumrat ha-averot. U'bnei noach azharato zoi mitato. V'haynu she'ish mirat ha-azhara mechayev mitato shelo yihye yoter b'olam. That's the geder of Misa Saif B'chol Makom. It's a siluk. It's a nekama. It's not a kapara. Because B'nai Noyach, who's Misa's B'Saif, we don't find that the Misa is Lefi Chumas Ha'Aveira. If it was in the kapara, then it's Lefi Chumas Ha'Aveira. But here it's Saif, which is just a Misa siluk. And therefore it's not Lefi Chumas Ha'Aveira. Siluk is siluk. You just have to remove this person. And therefore, it doesn't matter which of the seven mitzvahs he did. Is it in siluk? That's it. That not being shomer the azhar is mechayiv his misa, that he shouldn't be in the world anymore. And we do with the saif, and according to what we explain, that's the getter of saif, the mechayiv the din siluk misa. And the same thing in Yirni Dachas, that are killed with saif, writes the Shnes Elio in the Likutim. Mehagro mechatano, that it's mishum shedinam shel Yirni Dachas kibnei noyach. And therefore, Yirni Dachas doesn't require asra kibnei noyach, that as haras zoi misasai. In other words, the asra is to distinguish between shegeg and neziv, to make it a more chamaritzer, but bnei noyach mitzad etzem ha-metzius shel choytei ne'erak. And therefore, because the etzem metzius of the sinner, he did this sin, he gets killed. It doesn't matter, shegeg, neziv. So we give asra in order to be mafchin bein shegeg le-meziv. But they don't need asra because the etzem metzius of the chait is what is mechayiv the misa. And the same thing applies to Anir Nidachas. Parenthetically, it's important to note what it says in Perak Asiri, that Ben Noach is Shogeg, he's Pater, except for Oitzeach. That's the exception. So also, generally, Shogeg is Pater. But Asra you don't need. Because even without Hasra, it looks like he's mazed, he's killed, because it's the mitzius of the choyte that's nera, that since he's around, he has to be removed because he did the sin. Therefore, no Hasra is necessary, and the same thing applies to Yoni Dachas, like the Gwar writes. And that's why we have a Havamin in the Mechilta that we mentioned the previous year, that a Rotzeach doesn't need Hasra, because it's the Etzim mitzius that that kills him, the mitzius of the sin that he did, he has to be removed. Similarly, the Rambam writes in the Moir and Chaylikim, Perak Mem Aleph, that we mentioned in the previous shir, the Yirni Dachas is not Harigas Einish, it's Harigas Kilui. It's not a punishment, it's not a kapora, it's a Kilui, it's just removing them, it's erasing them, it's destroying them. And therefore, Memoinam Avad, you destroy their money, and it doesn't go to the Yorshim like other Haruge based in money, because it's Harigas Kilui. That's exactly what we're saying. That the Iker is the Kilui. That's Mises Irani Dachas, and that's Mises Reitzeach, and that's Mises B'nai Noyach. Whenever there's a Saif, that's what it's about. It's Kilui. It's removing, it's destruction. It's not a, it's Nakama, it's not a Kapara. The only thing is, parenthetically, we have a kasha on this from the Sigin Sanhedrin and the Afnun Amud Beis. That they bring from Misasayif and Irmi Dachas to discuss if it's more chomer than Erag B'Skila or not. I ain't shamed the Gemara, but based on what we're saying, it has nothing to do with more chomer or less chomer. It's a different sub einish. Yesh la'arich b'zeh. Who writes that by Chayte Egel, those who were Mezoveach and Maktir received a punishment of Saif, as we see there in the Gemara, Midin Ben Noyach Shemisasa B'Saif, because they still had not yet received, it had not yet been explained, the Arba Misos. And asked the Ma'al Shah that since it was after Matan Torah and they were no longer B'nai Noyach, even if lo nisparshu lo arba misos, even if the four misos were not yet explicated to Moshe, he should have asked, like he asked Legavi the Makoshesh, the sixth parasha. The answer is that Saif is Midin Irani Dachas. V'sheken kosev Rashi v'perusha ala Torah v'tzorchi u'mstiras divrei Rashi. A One and Rashi says that it's midin ben noyach shemisasa v'sayif. On the other hand, Rashi says it's midin yiranidachas shemisasa v'sayif. So what's pshat in the stira on Rashi? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That mekoshesh, which is a special chiv by Jews mitzad chilul Shabbos, he asked what to do with him. But avodah zarah, that the din misas b'nei noach shebalo hufkam Yisrael, when a Jew is killed out of avodah zarah, he's still killed out ben noach. Because we have this din ira nidachas, that's midin ben noach. Right, we said that ira nidachas is midin ben noach. That's why there's Saif. So, if it wasn't misparish, if it wasn't explained, so you go back, fall back on the original Ben Noach, then there's no hafkoya, there's no removal from the Chiyuv of Bnei Noach. As Nishar Belehem Bazeh, Chiyuv Nisas Bnei Noach. So it's not Mamish and Irani Dachas. There are a lot of Tanaim that were lacking there for Irani Dachas. They remained with the din of harigas bnei noach shlohufka miyisrael. So divrei Rashi mashlimim elu es elu. On one hand, eino chinami, it's midin bnei noach, and the other hand, it's midin ira nidachas. Which means that ira nidachas is pshat that they get saif. Why do they get saif? Because it falls back to the din of bnei noach. So here we're falling back to the din of bnei noach. It was exactly ira nidachas. It's like an ira nidachas that they were avid of a zara. And since the Arba Mises weren't Misparish yet, so therefore they received a Saif, like a regular Ben Noach. Hashem came when it comes to Makoshesh. There, it's Medin Yisrael. So it's Medin Yisrael. So you have to be, you have to ask what Misa to give this Makoshesh. In the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Yirs of Rashi and the Rambam is that Anshi Ira Nidachas Ein Lem Chilek L'Oilam Haba. The Ran there writes Leigar Sinan La. Based on what we see in Sanhedrin and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, that Chayve Misois Isluhu kapora ide misa v'kvura, that a person's chayv misa, he has a kapora through misa and kvura. So how can you say that the anshi ira nidachas don't have a chelek l'olam haba? They have a kapora through misa and kvura. Tesvis in Sanhedrin and Dif Mem Zayin also ask this kashya, and Tesvis says that it's talking about koydin v'iktor. In other words, if they're not killed, they don't have a chelek in Olam Haba. But after they're killed, they do have a chelek in Olam Haba. The Ran already writes that Lashon Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba is mashma whether they were makabel their din or whether they were not makabel their din. And that's Lashitasai, that he doesn't have it in the Mishnah. Because Ein Lam Chelek Loilam Haba is mashma if they're makabel their din. But if they're makabel their din, they have a kapala. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. That Misas Ira Nidachas, Shehike Misas Ben Noach, is not Lekapora, it's a Siluk. It's removing them from the reality, from the world, from the scene of the crime, the planet Earth. And therefore it's Shayich that they shouldn't have a Chelek, and Olam Haba, Siluk. And the Kapora is not going to help. Mises is not going to help them. In the Hagois of the Maritz Chayis in Sanhedrin 47a, he writes, like we just said, based on the Rambam and the Mori Nevuchim, that it's a Misas Kilui, and they're removed, and Mamela, they don't have a Kaporet. The only problem is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Mem Zayin, it asks about an Irani Dachas, that you kill the animals that are Hektish. Frek the Gemara, why don't you bring them as Karbanas? Shekevan de Iktol Havale Kaporet. Once the people of the Anshi Irani Dachas are killed, they have a kapara. And Memela Valeskula Gavo, you can bring this as a carbon. Since they received their kapara. So you see that there is a kapara in the Anshi Irani Dachas when they're killed. So maybe we can answer that even by Irani Dachas, by being killed, he loses his Shem Rosha. But he doesn't have a kapara to get him into Olam Haba. And that's like the famous words of the Menchas Chinuch and Shin Samach Dalet and the Rambam, Tshuva 1:1, that Vidui is Me'akev Tshuva. In order to have a proper Tshuva, we require Vidui. Nevertheless, when someone does tshuva, even without vidui, they don't have a din rosha for karbanos. It says zevach rishoyim toyevo. That the sacrifice of a rosha is an abomination. And pshat is that when it comes to the person who did tshuva, without vidu, he says the Menchas Chinuch, it's not a complete tshuva, but al shem rosha, he's taken care of. He doesn't have a shem rosha anymore, because he did tshuva. Shem rosha, vaday sagi b'tshuva grede. And the Rambam, who says that you need vidu, is talking about kapara me'oinish. So why don't we say the same thing over here? And the Gemara says that they're killed, and therefore bring the carbon. Pshat is not that they're going to Olam Haba, but that they don't have a Shem Rosh anymore, so their carbon can be brought. The only problem is the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is, Kevin de Iktul Havya Lehu Kapor. It's not mashma that it's just that they lost the Shem Rosh, it's mashma they get a kapara. Okay, sweet friends, we have so much more to say. A Welt zu sagen. And I have to tell you, as I like to tell you, that there's a beautiful sefer, which is now a website, of Mekoiros and the Rambam, the Halacha Brewer website, where they have, on each Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, lists and lists of Mara Mekoiros. Whenever you learn a Rambam, you look in the Frankel Rambams, there are fewer Makaros, but what's better about the Frankel is that they tell you what exactly the Makar is talking about, what part of the Rambam he's talking about, which Kasha, what the Kasha, the Teretz. He said on the Lechem Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, so it's broken down there more specifically. It's very helpful. But as far as just the amount of Makaros, I think there are probably more in the Halacha Brura. You can use both. There's no, you look at the Frankel, you look at the Halacha Brura, and there's certainly some Sfarim that the Frankel doesn't quote, that the Halacha Brura does. So, Frankel had a more Haredi bent, to say the least. So some of the non-Haredi, terrible to put people in, put labels on people like that. But some of the less Haredi poskim and the Farshim were not mentioned of the modern era, even though not so sure if the Rambam was alive today and he was sitting and reading books on Avodah Zarah and writing about secular philosophy. I'm not sure how Haredi he'd be considered, but maybe. But the point is not putting brands on people and labels. Labels are for cans, for clothing, but people are people. Agoponim, if you look in those two sources, the Franco Rambams in the back and the Halacha Brura, you can find so much material in each Rambam. And today with computers and with Hebrew books and with Otzer HaChochma, you know, you can access it in seconds. It's just amazing. So I'm just afraid of the Din V'Cheshbon after 120. How people are going to answer that they didn't learn. The Baruch Hashem is going to say, I made it so easy for you. You have an app like this, and it's on your phone, and it's on your this, and it's your computer, and you click, and you don't have to go anywhere. I used to schlep to the National Library and give it RAM. You get Sfarim, and you wait an hour, you order a book, and you see, oh, it's not what you wanted. It's the wrong book. It's the wrong edition. It's the wrong author. It's the wrong this. Or he doesn't talk about it so much. You just want to see for a moment what he says. You know, does he talk about it or not? Sometimes, yeah, he just quotes it in passing, and that's not why what you wanted. You thought he would have a more detailed discussion. So today, you just look, click, click in, click out. So Baruch Hashem, b'zeichet, there's so much Torah, and it's so accessible, literally at your fingertips. So let's take advantage. But the Arma Halach here in the Rambam, since Marina Rabbeinu Zatzal, Nishmasu began Eden, and he should have an aliyah taka from all of our learning. So, and Hilchos Malachim, there's just nobody like him. So thorough. Incredible. So, please stick with us, continuing these halachas, continuing our discussion here of Leitzeach and Mitzvah Sayif. And, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to see continuing the flow of Mitzvah Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.